Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
Brooke, you know when I'm really feeling myself, I'm laying in bed with no clothes on.
Yeah, I've walked into that many a time.
That's what closed doors are for.
Not to me.
I gotta say, I think we all know when Britney Spears is feeling herself, she gets, like me, into the nude. Mm-hmm. Or at least topless.
Yeah, I mean, she's truly an unbothered queen. She's rolling around half naked on the beach. We love to see it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all happening as her family continues to just try to bleed money from her.
Yeah, I'm glad that that's where our similarities end, because
you don't have any. I'm just kidding.
No. From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziffrin. It's Thursday, April 7th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily. Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you ever feel like you're settling? For your foundation, that is. Maybelline's new Instant Age Rewind Eraser Foundation doesn't settle into fine lines and wrinkles. With SPF 20 and moisturizing Pro Vitamin B5, this foundation not only provides medium coverage and a natural finish, but also protects and nourishes your skin. And the best part? The blurring sponge tip applicator makes application a breeze. Say goodbye to cakey, uneven foundation, and hello to a flawless, radiant complexion. Try our new foundation today and see the difference for yourself at amazon.com/instant-eraser-foundation.
So, princess of pop, Britney Spears, is definitely living it up. To be fair, mm-hmm. she's got a 13-year conservatorship to make up for in terms yeah. of living it up. And one of her favorite ways, I feel like, that she loves to express herself is the same way I love to express myself, and it's by taking it all off. So she's currently on vacation in Mexico with her fiancé, Sam Asghari. And yesterday, she posted a video on her social media of her rolling around in the sand on a beach.
Yeah, so a lot of the clips are her wearing a bikini. Of course, a low-cut bikini, because that's just...
Yeah, she's really trying to bring the 90s back, and that's where I draw the line.
You know, I'm fine with her being in that phase of her life, but I'm never... ever gonna wear those clothes again.
Not even if there's a fire?
Not even if there's a fire, because my bush will catch on fire because it's hanging out of my pants. Gosh. Just kidding, I don't have a bush. But so in other moments in the video, she's topless, her go-to move now. She's either kind of turned away from the camera to hide her breasts, or she's covering them with her hands.
I miss the
no
stars.
Diamond emojis. I know, I love those. You can also see people in the background of the video hanging out on the beach and in the ocean. And one fan commented, imagine being flashed by Britney. It's like the pearly gates opening. What a gift. Which, seriously, can you imagine, like, being there.
I'm just impressed with how, like, casual and seemingly, like, non-affected people seem to be in the backgrounds of her things.
Yeah. Like, did they make them sign appearance forms? What are those called? Why can't I think of words?
Releases?
Releases. God. Oh, man. But, you know, I gotta say, Brittany looks super happy. Like, she looks very happy now, and I love that. She's even giving a lot of Brooke. She's sunburned a little bit, which happens maybe minute 10.
That is Brooke.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she captioned the post, "Baby Did a Bad Thing, Part 2." And she set the video to the Chris Isaak song, "Baby Did a Bad Thing."
And what I appreciate about Brittany is that she's not leaving it only on the beach. She's letting it all hang out during her pool time as well. So she posted a series of photos yesterday to her social media of her enjoying some naked time in a pool with her new assistant, Victoria Asher, who I'm sure I'm not the only one, had her Instagram completely culled through as soon as she was tagged.
I actually didn't yet, surprisingly
enough. I'm shocked.
I know, I'm shocked too. But I will. Just give me some time. So in these photos, Brittany is nude. Her and Victoria are, like, embracing. And she goes actually by Vicky T on Instagram, if you also want to stalk her, like Arisha and myself. And Brittany and Vicky are smiling. They're making kissy faces. They look really comfortable with each other. And
They do.
Love that for Brittany. Like, I truly do. And Brittany captioned the photos, "Me naked in the pool and my assistant at Vicky T holding me like a baby." Then added, "Bah ha 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 ha." And then in classic Brittany form, a shit ton of emojis.
Yeah, yeah.
And now this is actually the second time we've gotten a glimpse of her new assistant on social media. And Vicky was previously the guitarist of the band Cobra Starship until they split in 2015. She was a big part of the Free Britney movement, which I was wondering. I was like, is she like a fan and she's like living out her dream now?
Yeah, yeah. I want to know how she got the job.
I know. Because like, how do you contact Britney Spears?
I didn't see a post for it on Indeed. And so I was like, I don't know how she even heard about this opening.
I mean, we're all wondering it, her mom, her dad, like, how do we get in contact with her, you know? And Vicky actually introduced herself as Britney's new assistant at a Van Gogh exhibition that Britney attended back in November of last year. So she's been around a while. I didn't realize.
Yeah, I feel like the first time I saw Britney with her assistant, like, she posted a post, she didn't tag her. They were on the plane with her, Britney's puppy.
Yes.
And I was like, who is this?
Yeah.
Do we approve of this person? Who's this girl?
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my God. Is that Kevin What's-His-Nuts in a mask? Or is this a real assistant?
Yeah, that's the question on everyone's mind.
Better line.
So, Brittany's obviously feeling so much better after years and years of being trapped in this awful conservatorship. And we're not just hearing it from Brittany. Fashion designer Donatella Versace, who we famously covered on Even the Rich, wherever you get your podcasts, she spoke out about how well Brittany's doing these days.
Yeah. So Brittany previously said that Donatella is designing her wedding dress. And on March 25th, Brittany shared a series of photos and a short video clip of Donatella visiting her at home. And Brittany captioned it, "Look who came to visit. These two bad bitches are up to no good." And then at this year's Vanity Fair Oscar party on March 27th, Variety actually asked Donatella about her visit with Brittany. Donatella's like, "Don't you care about me?"
I know.
Like, someone comes in contact with Brittany and they're like, how's Brittany? What happened with Brittany? And Donatella said, "She's on vacation now. She's doing well. I find her in an amazing state of mind." I was gonna do my Donatella accent, but no.
You gotta give the people what they want, Brooke.
No, Marshall Louis told me I can't do accents anymore.
Oh, the hammer has been laid. So even though Brittany is living it up in Mexico, because her last name is Spears, the drama with her conservatorship is not over yet. So this time it's her mom who's coming for her cash, and she's petitioning the court to get $660,000 from Brittany for her legal fees.
The audacity.
Honestly, like, I just the hubris of being like, we basically made you an indentured servant for 13 years. Give us money. Like, come on.
Seriously.
So Lynn filed this petition after the conservatorship was ended back in November of last year. And in her filing, she said that Britney enthusiastically agreed to let her help put an end to the nightmare and the crisis she was enduring while living under the terms of the conservatorship. Which, what? Like,
yeah.
She...
Like, you don't get to say you tried to end the conservatorship and then ask for money afterwards.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
It's like, was this when Britney was being forced to take medication she didn't want to take? And, like, what are you saying? I don't believe anything you're saying.
Yeah. No,
like, obviously she wants it to end. I don't think that means she was like, let me just keep paying you.
Yeah.
So attorneys for Lynn itemized services they provided as a result of her involvement, such as meetings, court appearances, phone and email communications, and getting Jim's out of bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. So this past Tuesday, Britney's lawyer, Zaddy Matthew Rosengod, appeared in court to argue against the petition. And in the legal documents that were reviewed by Page Six, Matthew said, Britney Spears has for decades been her family's sole breadwinner, supporting her entire family. He also claims there's no legal authority supporting the petition to collect the funds from Britney's estate. And Matthew also points out how Britney has paid for her mother's large, expansive house in Louisiana, including her utilities, telephone services, insurance, property taxes, and all the maintenance fees, which totaled like $1.3 million.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, it's cheap to live in Louisiana. Because it's been 10 years. Like, wow.
It is so cheap. I mean, wow. Anywhere that's not Los Angeles or New York City is cheap.
Yeah, fair. So Judge Brenda Penny, who has been overseeing Britney's conservatorship case, has not decided yet on the petition. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, she continued it until July, and she said she needed more preparation. Apparently, it was all filed very last minute.
Yeah. Well, everyone's like, we got to get it in before Britney completely cuts us all off and the law can't compel her to keep giving us money.
Yeah, seriously. Ugh.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, her relationship with her parents is super toxic. Mm-hmm. And even though we've only gotten bits and pieces of information from her so far, we do know that she's working on a tell-all book.
Ugh.
And given what she's kind of leaked on Instagram from time to time in captions that I have to read at least half a dozen times to understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in for quite a roller coaster.
For sure.
So, we've talked about this before, but Britney has a $15 million book deal with publishing house Simon & Schuster, and on Monday, she shared a post to her Instagram about her process of writing the book. The post, because it's Britney, has been deleted. But in the post, she wrote, I'm writing a book at the moment, and as it's actually healing and therapeutic, it's also hard bringing up past events in my life I've never been able to express openly.
Yeah, she also says she can only imagine she sounds childish talking about these moments from her life, but she says she was extremely young when the events took place. Mm-hmm. And we've actually talked about this before. Like,
yeah,
it's, what do they call it? Peter Pan syndrome? Is that real?
Yep.
Is
definitely. It? Yeah, like always staying young.
Okay, you sound like you're being sarcastic. But yeah, like these things
I don't know if that's what, is that what this is? But yeah.
Well, I think that's what she's saying. Like these things happened when she was young. She's still like living in that.
Yeah.
Feeling, I think.
Space. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what I'm talking about, but. And since Britney loves a truly chaotic turn, she then refers to her ex, Justin Timberlake.
I know. Her posts are like the most wild stream of consciousness I've ever read.
They really are.
And I had to take AP English in high school, so that's saying something.
Yeah, it's a ride.
But about Justin Timberlake, she says, instead of using my heart, I'm using the intellectual approach as Justin did when he apologized to Janet and me. Although he was never bullied or threatened by his family, he took the opportunity to apologize 20 years later. Timing is everything. And by Janet, of course, she's referring to Janet Jackson, who we also famously covered on Even the Rich, available wherever you get your podcasts. Mm-hmm. And Britt's referring to the public apology that Justin made back in February of last year, after the New York Times doc framing Britney Spears came out and everyone came for his head.
Yeah.
And he was like, I can't handle this heat. I'm going to pretend to feel sorry.
Right. So in his statement that obviously hit home for Arisha. He acknowledged how his actions contributed to the problem and said he was deeply sorry for not speaking up for what was right. He said, "I understand that I fell short in these moments and in many others and benefited from a system that condones misogyny and racism." And Justin also added, "I specifically want to apologize to Britney Spears and Janet Jackson, both individually, because I care for and respect these women and I know I failed." Britney seems like she accepted Justin's apology. I mean, she did post a video of her dancing to his music. So in Britney language, that's some respect.
Well, because she had posted a video of her dancing to his music before this apology.
Did she?
Yeah, when she like mentioned their like Canadian tuxedos or something. It was like a year, not a year ago, but it was like,
oh,
do you remember that?
Yeah.
And everyone like went wild about it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she wasn't that mad at him to begin with, if we're being honest.
I mean, of all the people to be mad at, he's probably pretty low on the list, given
what
her own flesh and blood have done to her. But
she's like, Justin, who?
I'm still not on Justin's side.
I know. You never will be. It's okay.
He's on my list.
Him and Jim Carrey.
I mean, it's just like what the JoJo song says. It's just too little, too late.
Mm-hmm. Preach.
From Wondery, I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams.
And I'm Brooke Ziprin. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask, Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.